The Science of the Soul. It is not possible to understand responsible choice without understanding cause and effect. And science is the most complete study of causes and effects ever undertaken. Until now, however, science has concerned itself only with physical causes and physical effects. Multisensory humans are creating a new science, the science of the soul. The science of the soul is not limited by the perceptions of the five senses. It explores non-physical causes and effects, physical causes and effects, and the non-physical causes behind physical causes, which are intentions. It utilizes the dynamics that underlie physical appearances to create beneficial consequences and to avoid destructive consequences. Five sensory endeavors cannot do that because they can only manipulate and control. For example, no war against war, campaign against hunger, or movement against exploitation has been totally successful because none has taken into account the non-physical cause of war, hunger, and exploitation. The science of the soul deals directly with that cause, which is consciousness. The science of the soul investigates how to pull up the roots of war, hunger, exploitation, and all painful and destructive experiences permanently. Five sensory scientists think that physical reality shapes consciousness. Scientists of the soul see that consciousness shapes physical reality. The science of the five senses ends with understanding the relationships between physical causes and physical effects, while the science of the soul begins there and goes much deeper. It explores the larger arena of non-physical reality. If a fool looks into a mirror, a saying goes, a sage will not look out. In other words, a reflection will not change until what is reflected changes. Your experiences are a mirror, and your intentions are reflected back to you by them. The discord, competition, hoarding, and exploitation that surround you are reflections that will not disappear until you change. And you will not change until your consciousness changes.